This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I forgot to ask who's in the room, but we'll figure it out as we go around the room.
Oh,
here. The virtual room. I heard the voice of Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I know Victoria Keelan is there from the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Do we have any other attendees?
Just three of us.
The three of us. Okay, that's good. All right, so let's get down to business here. Our business. I look forward to this every week for lots of different reasons. Our time together, talk radio review. We all are professionals. We all have a good time. We all respect each other's point of view. Don't always agree. That's what makes for good conversation. So I'm going to actually, without interruption, go through the lists. The stories from Talkers Magazine that made it this week of October 8th to the 12th, and then the people before
a buck
I get through
says
the list.
He doesn't make it.
Please.
I got a dollar.
It says
a shiny object distracts him. He ends up somewhere else.
Now, Rich, let's take some over-unders. What number do you think he gets to? Well, I would say he gets to number six.
Yeah, I agree.
And then
number
derails.
Six. And then all of a sudden, something just is like, oh, look
yep.
at that.
Yep.
Kanye West is number six, so I don't know if I'm going to be derailed on that one.
That's a really shiny penny.
See, McFadden and I have been together, is it 23, 24, how many years? 20 more than that, maybe even. I can't remember.
1997,
so 21 years. Okay, so by the way, for those of you, this is the first shiny penny before I even get to the list. Doug Steffen, proudly but without much fanfare, this week began the 31st year of doing syndicated morning talk radio. It was the 30th anniversary, starting on October the 8th, 1988. The Good Day program began, and from that point, without stopping, except for a couple of weeks off along the way in the last few years, pretty much every day, Monday through Friday, actually for the first 12 or 13 years, I think it was Monday through Saturday. Actually, more than that. Maybe even the first 20.
We did Sundays years. For a couple of years. We
did Sundays as well, yep.
The British Listen. Show with James
Webb. Yep.
See, we're already off track.
We haven't even started yet. Jenny.
Done.
Yep. All right. Let's get to the list. Number 10, sports talk radio, the usual stuff that has to do this week with the focus on the attendance and people watching sports activities on TV. We'll talk more about that. Number 9, Taylor Swift and her speech at the AMAs. Political people didn't like it, or at least some didn't. Excuse me. Whoops.
Who's got the Heimlich? Little Heimlich.
I may need that.
See,
yeah.
Look, there's our shiny penny at number 9, the Heimlich.
No, number 8, the Clinton speaking tour. Mr. and Mrs. going out on the road together. I'll be the first person in the audience to ask a question. Number 7, U.S.-China trade war. Number 6, Kanye West goes to visit the president. Number 5, Nikki Haley stepping down at the U.N. Number 4, the aftermath of the appointment of Judge Kavanaugh. Number 3, the stock sell-off this week. Number 2, the UN climate change report. And number 1, Hurricane Michael. All right, I made it.
Congratulations.
Wow, congratulations.
Other than the fact that I can... Hold on just a second. I have to have a sip of my life change tea. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Well, I mean, let's congratulate Drew Brees at number 10 with the sports stuff. an amazing feat. The guy is an elite quarterback, will go down as one of the best. Really, the first several years of his career, there was not a whole lot there. And then Katrina happens, and he comes in as, like, the superhero for New Orleans.
Yeah.
And ever since then, the guy has been on fire. And the only thing that I'm upset about is that they took him out of the last drive of the game the other night against my Redskins so that they wouldn't run up the points, and I lost my fantasy football game by 3 points. Forget that.
Because you needed the Saints to win.
Run up the score on my Redskins. Drew, take one more touchdown. Get me my fantasy win.
Uh-oh.
Well, but that's good sportsmanship, actually. That was to be. Yeah. They
you
were
know what I thought would have been cool? Right. The Redskins were done anyway. They lost by 20-some points, right, 30 points. Why not just have the defense just stand on the sidelines and give Drew that that 500th touchdown?
Why don't you just shut the game down and everybody go home early?
You got to sell the beers, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the people list. Richie just suggested and is accurate. At number 10, Drew Brees is the aforementioned star of the
game. Did you hear what he's told his kids, Doug? After they stopped the game. When he did the yards for the completion for the yards that he needed to be the all-time leader of yards completed in as a quarterback.
Of any quarterback ever of the NFL. Yeah.
So they stopped the game. They get the rep from the NFL Hall of Fame comes out, white gloves, takes the football from him, says, "We'll take care of this forever." Hands him a certificate stating it, and he walks over to his family and his kids. And he looks down at his boys and he says, "See, boys, you can do anything if you put your mind to it."
Aw, he's such a sweet person, too. And that's one of the other reasons why New Orleans has just fallen in love with Drew Brees. And it's for great reasons. He's done so much for the community. And
good for him.
A good guy,
Number 9 on the people list this week, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine, Taylor Swift. Number 8, Nikki Haley. Brett Kavanaugh is 7. Kanye West is 6. Melania Trump is 5. Eric Holder is 4. Bill and Hillary are 3. Mitch McConnell is 2. Why?
The Kavanaugh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a win for him.
Whenever I see his name, it's kind of like fossilized. Donald Trump is number 1. No big deal there. No big deal in the sense that he's pretty much, by virtue of his personality, he pretty much is number 1 all the time. That's the trade. I thought with Trump, I make this one comment, and then we're going to pause for a moment and then dig into some of this stuff. There is a bit of controversy over this missing. Is this guy Khashoggi a journalist? He works for the Washington Post. Is he a real journalist or is he one of these pop guys?
He was a contributor for the Washington Post. Always bashed on the guy that's high up in the government of Saudi Arabia. They made up some excuse to invite him there to come to the consulate.
And then they popped him off.
And he shows up there and hasn't been seen since. They have video of him walking into the consulate, but never leaving. Turkey says, because the guy's Turkish, Turkey says they've killed him and we've got proof. Right. And Saudi Arabia says, we didn't kill him, but they're not saying what happened.
We didn't kill him. That doesn't mean somebody else didn't kill him, that they hired to kill him.
Sounds like an episode of 24. Where's Jack Bauer?
Yep, exactly. Or the new Jack Ryan show, Richard.
Yep. Where's Jack Bauer?
One of those. Although they are going to bring 24 back. Looks like Jack Bauer may be in it, but Chloe won't, which is another shiny penny for another day.
Blast.
Okay. So we're going to get to our comments on some of these stories. I want to get Victoria's take on Taylor Swift and her speech, and I'm sure Richie will have a point of view on that as well in a matter of moments. First, though, let me help you live better. Some people are living with a very unhappy gut. As a matter of fact, some folks live with it for years before they do anything about it. It's microbial imbalance. And the treatable cause, well, there are a lot of different things going on in your gut. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, that kind of stuff. Women have it more often than men do. So listen up. Here's the recommendation from folks from far and wide. This company that's been actually making teas for a number of years. And the newest one is Life Change Tea. And it will, and it does. I drink it. Victoria drinks it. If you have an unhealthy colon, your desire should be to make it healthy again, because most all disease, most all discomfort is directly related to an unclean stomach, colon. The elimination system is plugged up. So, if you want to think of your colon as the waste management station and you want to clean it out, get rid of that stuff so the cells and tissues in your body can be healthy, detoxify with Life Change Tea. It's very easy. Cleanses your body. All the intruders will be gone. This is an organic, all-natural, life change tea is grown. The teas are all grown in America, blended in America, and you can get it very easily. And the only way, in fact, you get it is to go online to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it gets shipped to you free without cost. Get ready for more energy. Get ready for a cleaner, healthier body. Get ready to feel really good. Drink a cup every day. Remember, you can't get it in stores. You got to go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest, do you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you, too, thanks to MyPillow. I sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night all night long. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you want and need and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let MyPillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillow's made here in America. 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do. And it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. So I want your take, please, Victoria, on the AMAs, Taylor Swift, how well she did, about the speech that brought her into the political world.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Taylor Swift has been a pop star since she was 14 years old when she got her first record deal. So she's been around for over 10 years now, and she's never been political. She has never made a political statement. She has stayed completely apolitical, so much so that a lot of her fans have, on the liberal side, especially females, have been kind of disappointed that she hasn't used her platform to, you know, to talk about issues, especially related to women. And she did that this week, and she got a lot of praise from the left, a lot of women especially. She endorsed two of the Democratic candidates in Tennessee. She explained why. She had a very, you know, lucid argument for it. And like so many other people, she stated her opinion, and that was it. Now, on the, you know, President Trump commented he likes her 25% less now, and which is like, come on, that's such a joke. He couldn't name a Taylor Swift song if he had to anyway. So, like, that was kind of like, okay, he needs to comment on everything. And, you know, then there was the sort of like the threats from, you know, from the right. Oh, there's going to be a huge backlash. And there wasn't one. And turns out that she encouraged everyone to vote. She put links up to get everyone to register.
Signed up, right? Didn't
and,
like, a lot of people
it
registered?
Was a huge amount of people. Now, I don't know if that was directly related to Taylor Swift. I don't think anyone will ever know that. However, at the AMAs, she won four major awards. She didn't say anything political at all until the very end. And all she said was register to vote. So I don't really
Here's
get
the reality.
I
She's
don't
no
get,
longer
like,
a country star. She's not in danger of losing any fans. She's a pop
not
star
at all.
Now. And
yeah.
So it doesn't
If anything,
matter.
She's gained more fans because of this.
There you go.
Right.
All right. There's the story. Thank you for the roundup on Taylor Swift. We get to number 8. The Clintons go on tour up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
It's it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Okay, here we are.
Yep.
Political discussion off the air. Bring it back around to on air. On air time from on air with Victoria. I like her handle. If you want to send her a note, Twitter handle on air Victoria. Okay? Richie's is Rich McFadden. Mine is Doug Steffen, or at Doug Steffen, at Rich McFadden, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so here we go. With a focus on Bill and Hillary. What they used to call it, Billary? Hillary, Billary, Doc.
Billary, yeah.
Runs
Billary
up the clock. So now they're going on a speaking tour. They'll make a lot of money. I think it's 19 stops, if I'm not mistaken, starting next week until Christmas time. And they're going to talk about the birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, the moon up above, and a thing called love. Well, maybe not. But they'll have good stories. I don't think there's a more popular person in terms of just attracting a crowd in this country, no matter what the genre, than Bill Clinton. He attract people love, they with the same degree of animus, they dislike Hillary, or at least some people do. But and yeah, there are people who dislike Bill, but there's something about him that just
it's people very true.
Want.
He's dirty.
It's true.
Some about him.
Friends of mine, I will never forget this. My mom and I belong to an historical preservation group, and so with lots of little old ladies, and they're very, very Republican. And I remember years ago when I was a kid, they met Bill Clinton, and both these two little old biddies, they said, you know, we didn't vote for him, we never would, but you know what? When we met him, we kind of got it. They figured out some secret. They said that they when you meet him in person, he's got this magnanimous kind of aura about him, and they said that they definitely were swooning a bit.
Until you question him about the sexual assault stuff because of all the Kavanaugh.
I don't know about assault.
That's kind of the story this week, is that, you know, they're going out on this tour, and Bill really should be just kind of laying low right now and waiting for Elvis to blow over before he comes back out. Because
I know, unfortunately, this has been planned for a while.
Right. Now Hillary has to answer to her covering up for Bill and calling these women floozies.
You can be sure any questions from the audience are going to be well screened.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt they're going to be heavy. Okay, Fred, back in the third row, please.
Right. They pushed Bill a little bit on some news channel the other day, and he got a little testy with them.
Yeah.
Well, he's been pushed on Monica Lewinsky recently. Right. And so I think that's where he said, look, you know, I've apologized.
Because of the Me Too.
Because of the Me Too movement. She's now, Monica Lewinsky has labeled herself as an activist. So she's kind of been a little more visible recently. You know, look, if they're going to go out and be on tour together, I don't think it would be Hillary's MO to back away from those questions. Maybe Bill doesn't want to answer them, but I think Hillary would. I really do.
Well, it should be interesting.
And what's she going to say?
Power couple. Yeah, what do they say?
I don't know what her answer is going
to
be, but I think
she's going to
be said
by either one of them.
Paula Jones and all the rest of them, Jennifer Flowers, floozies, trollops, tramps. What's her response to that?
Gypsy.
That's a great question. Then let her answer it.
Nah.
I mean, her husband was a serial cheater. I don't know if he was, you know, we don't know if he was a sexual assaulter, like the way that, you know, Brett Kavanaugh was accused of, or and the Bill Cosby type stuff. I don't know. Did she marry a deadbeat husband? Absolutely. But, you know, that's her choice to stick with him, so.
A deadbeat husband in what way?
Well, he was a serial cheater. To me, that equals a deadbeat husband.
Is that the definition of a dead? Really?
For me, personally.
I thought a deadbeat husband would be somebody who didn't pay his alimony. That
well, that's a deadbeat dad. That's a deadbeat dad.
It's so transparent. It's just them
it's a way to make more money.
But you know what, though?
They
how is that any different than Melania and Donald?
$150 million by Melania and Donald.
Right, but how is it any different?
It's not.
No.
Right. So some people choose to stay in bad marriages. It would never be for me. That's not for me. I wouldn't want it.
I think Donald certainly is attracted to and loves having Melania as his wife. Whether he loves her, I don't know. And Melania is there for convenience. And maybe she loves him too. I don't know. Maybe she does.
So maybe the Clintons have some sort of other love for each other that maybe there's a meeting of the minds there. I think there is.
Yep.
28 easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance. Geico gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News Headlines, I'm Nick Myers. Ohio truck company Workhorse are planning to beat Tesla to market with an all-electric pickup truck. A plug-in hybrid pickup will come to market next year, and now the company says the battery technology has developed to a point that a fully electric model is commercially feasible. If Workhorse produce an all-electric model, it would likely have a range of around 200 miles per charge and likely be priced around $52,000. The plug-in hybrid model will be good for 80 miles on electricity alone. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses. But the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night, right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TOPLOSS.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Except Couture knew it went through.
Some residents of Florida's panhandle are saying their communities will never be the same after one of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the United States comes ashore on Wednesday. At least 6 people are dead from Michael. Florida Governor Rick Scott says in Panama City and Mexico Beach, it looks like something other than a hurricane came through.
It sort of looks like there was tornadoes, so you just see spots where, you know, everything was down.
U.S. lawmakers demanding answers after reports surfaced the government in Saudi Arabia could have murdered a Washington Post columnist inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake speaking angrily about it on the Senate floor yesterday. The president vows to get to the bottom of it with the Saudis. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time of this is special, and we appreciate the fact that you are spending time with us here on the weekly talk radio review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find this list at talkers.com should you want to check it all out. The background for a lot of the stories, what's going on with the people that you like on your favorite talk radio programs and stations, it's all there at talkers.com, also the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, going through the list this week. Number seven item is the trade war with China. I'm not going to waste any time on that. It's the same old discussion. Number six is Kanye West visiting the White House. Here's a trip and a half, man. So he accidentally reveals his passwords to the president, and then he drops some F-bombs in the Oval Office. What? It was Obama that called him a jackass, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we now know his iPhone password. He talked about the Superman cape that Trump gave him. What in the world? And look at the, if you see some of the video, and everybody's taking shots of that when you see his password, but the room is, the Oval Office is full of people.
Well, it was quite a spectacle.
Yeah, it's a show.
It was televised. I think it's 20 minutes of coverage or something.
Yeah. And his password is 00000000.
It's Kanye being Kanye.
He even looks like a galoot, doesn't he? Kind of. He just looks like a clown, and comes across just very interesting to see and hear and whatever. He went to the phone, by the way, to show Trump him unlocking his cell phone. He didn't even try to kind of make it clever for whatever the reason. I don't know. So who's he married to?
Kim Kardashian.
Right.
So was she there with him? I thought it was a Kardashian. I couldn't remember the right one.
I don't think she was there.
No.
I think we would have probably seen her. She was there not long ago. She's been working with Jared Kushner and Ivanka on prison reform stuff.
So have they met before, there. Trump and Kanye? What was reason for his going there?
But he went to Trump Tower right after Trump got elected. Kanye went to Trump Tower in New York, and they did like a little press, whatever you want to call it, a photo op out in front of Trump Tower.
Fun and dance.
Yeah.
What is the what's the attraction other than he's a clown?
Well, Trump likes anybody who likes him, so you know that's on his end.
Kanye's end is that Trump doesn't support all of the things that have kept the black community down, and that he's on the same train as Trump is. So
I got a kick out of looking at one of the tweets. Sarah Silverman says the GOP are hypocrites for telling Taylor Swift to stay out of politics, but giving Kanye West a free ticket.
100%. I agree with her. 100%.
And the left are hypocrites for loving Kanye and supporting him and for years, and now all of a sudden he's Uncle Tom. I mean, things said about Kanye.
Yeah, but who is like, if you like Kanye's music, his music has not suffered one bit. There was a rumor that the last time he said something about Trump that he lost his 28 million Twitter followers, he didn't lose anybody.
No. The last time he came out for Trump, he had an album coming out the next month. I totally believe Kanye knows what
he's
doing.
Oh, he's using Trump like, I'm not even going to say it, but yes, he is.
Nice.
But the people on the left, though, you know, if you don't like his support of Trump, that's not going to change. It's the same way people on the right don't like Taylor Swift now because she wanted, you know, she endorsed two Democrats.
Come on, get a life, will you please? It's only politics. Number five, Nikki Haley stepping down as the ambassador to the United Nations. I think she's done a very good job. Didn't know what to expect when she was appointed. She didn't seem to be that much of a Trumpster all along, but she seems to have gotten along very well with him. He seems to have liked her in the job. I think she's been very visible.
Not so much lately, though, but
very
active. You know, in the beginning. And I'm with you. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know a whole lot about her. I didn't really agree with her politics, you know, but I think she's done a very commendable job. I think she represented our country really well. I think she was always poised and very well spoken.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be, I think she's leaving some big shoes to fill.
Well, and the people who are up for, at least one of them anyway, I think the story is not her stepping down. It's who replaces her.
Yeah.
And this the sister of Susan G. Komen, and the one who's been running that foundation and stealing money. I probably shouldn't say stealing because she was legitimately given a check for hundreds of thousands of dollars every year, has reaped millions over the years since this thing was organized, and the money has not gone. If you are donating,
what's her name? Is it Linda Brinker? Is that her name?
Something like that. Yeah, I find her to be one of the worst examples, and one of the reasons that people are suspicious about many of the 501c3s, many of the not-for-profit organizations. This Susan G. Komen is an absolute ripoff, and people who support her, I get a kick out of it. As a matter of fact, I said something nicely to a stewardess on an American flight because they supported last year during October, isn't it? Isn't pink? What's this month? October,
isn't it?
Yes, breast cancer awareness.
So
month,
So when they go up and down the aisle and they ask for donations, I said I would give to some legitimate organization that was helping women who are suffering from breast cancer. And nobody's been any closer to it than I have. My sister had it. My wife died of it. So I know because of what I looked into when I was trying to find ways to support my sister and my ex-wife in their fight. And Susan G. Komen, the foundation itself, was named for a lady who suffered long, and the way her sister has run that thing is just a damned outrage. So now she's up for the job to be UN ambassador. Thumbs down, baby, on her for any number of reasons.
Nancy Brinker. I just want to correct that. I said
Nancy
the wrong name.
Nancy Brinker?
Nancy Brinker, yep.
Yeah, okay. Who would be good was who is it? Ricky, what's the... now I can't remember her name. I saw somebody who read the event. Somebody that we don't know, that we just kind of, you know, who's good, that you get up there and stop all of the, like having another Brett Kavanaugh thing. Don't the UN ambassadors have to be approved by the Senate? Is that another circus?
They do, and I think that Nancy Brinker has already been confirmed because she was an ambassador to Hungary under George W. So I think she already went through the Senate confirmation. So I think that might be part of the reason. A, she's a woman, and I think it might be part of the reason why she would pretty much sail through a Senate confirmation.
Well, I'm guessing that she will not do the kind of work that Nikki Haley has done.
Nikki Haley did a good job.
Yeah, she did.
As governor, but you know she's had a tough, like she said, she's had a tough 8 years.
Well, but the headline was all about her finances. Yeah, so she's had the same financial difficulty a lot of us have. Why are we focusing on that?
I think because she also mentioned that too, that she wanted to get back into the private sector because of that. So I don't think it's a big story. I think it's just a real legitimate reason.
All right, number four. It's something I have nothing to say. I'm tired of the Kavanaugh discussion. Aftermath is more of the same garbage. Anybody have anything to say?
I will say something. Yeah, I do have something that is kind of, you know, I got a chuckle out of it this week. My new favorite website is brettkavanaugh.com.
Oh, no.
And the reason for it is because someone bought the domain name. Brett Kavanaugh should have owned his own domain name,
Yeah,
so the when you go on to BrettKavanaugh.com, it's an entire website that's devoted to raising money for victims of sexual assault. So I thought that was kind of, that's not too smart on their part to get his own domain.
That's right, Richie. Yep. That was dumb. Yeah, that was dumb. Okay. There are three things left. Two of them are worthwhile. The other one's not worth much time. The stock sell-off we'll get to in a moment. And then an overview of Hurricane Michael, which is the number one issue this week. First, though, I want to spend some time talking about how you get enough organic fruits and vegetables into your body, into your diet every single day so that you can be a healthy person. The food you eat, obviously, it's either good, doesn't contaminate your body, or bad, does contaminate your body. And most of the things that you hear me talking about on the air with my voice, sort of endorsement of products, usually come from the food sector and come from the organic food sector or from the area where there is really a focus on making you healthier. Your well-being is very important to me. What is it? Dr. Ken says, I can't afford to lose any listeners. Well, that's true. Truer today than ever before. So here we go with Texas Superfood. They've asked me to talk about their 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are picked at the peak of perfection. No toxic chemicals. Organic, organic, organic. American Cancer Society says that you should eat 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables. Well, you get 55 with Texas Superfood. You heard me right. 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables, and every capsule, every spoonful. If you take the powder, that's great. Take the capsule, whichever. Go to TexasSuperfood.com and see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Check out the 55 vegetables. There are all kinds of things that they have there that are good for you. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Believe me, this is really an awesome company with awesome products. TexasSuperfood.com. See how you can be at your best physically with this great addition to your daily routine. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
Suicide is a national public health issue that affects all Americans, but it is preventable. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working to improve the health and well-being of our nation's veterans with their Be There campaign. The initiative expands on the reach of mental health services and suicide prevention resources and connects at-risk veterans with care and support. Dr. Keita Franklin, Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
We can all help someone who may be at risk through simple actions that can make a big difference. The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority because even one veteran suicide is too many. Both within our own system and through community partnerships, VA is working to reduce suicide risk among all veterans, whether they are enrolled in VA healthcare or not. Our Be There campaign lets people know that suicide prevention starts with just one simple act of support.
For more information, go to betheforveterans.com. That's betheforveterans.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. All right, let's get back to the count up, if you will, the stories that have made it big this week, according to Talkers Magazine. The stock sell-off, what a joke. This is such a ruse. These guys, remember, the people from the Fed all come from the big banking houses, all of them. They're all cut out of the same cloth. They come from Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan Chase and all of these other outfits whose business is to sell high and buy low. They jack up the interest rates artificially. So now with that comes a sell-off, and they try to figure it so that they are the ones who are going to come out on top. And by the way, when they created, because they did create the depression of 2008, 2009, 2010, some people a little bit still suffering, but most people have come around and back out of it. But the essence of what was created was all by the banks, for the banks, and the banks are still doing it. They still are up to their old tricks, and whether Trump is able to slow it down or not, because he doesn't like to have the economy, especially as you go into an election cycle, these people, they're so selfish and so self-motivated. They sell off the stocks, the big industrial, these big, huge houses that have millions and jillions of portfolios and all this stock. They sell it off, and then they buy it at a cheaper price. They buy it all back again. It's a joke. It's outrageous. And that's what's going on. Anyway, Hurricane Michael, this is something, this story continues. This is not going to go away. A lot of messes, though. Whew, look at that video.
Yeah,
it's
Mexico
terrible
Beach
to see that.
It's just not there anymore.
Gonzo. Yeah.
I mean, it's a small town, right. But it's just gone.
Well, there are a lot of small towns on the panhandle, Richie, down there.
Yeah.
Destin is one of them. That's a neat little town. Wipe them out. And then you go forward. You see all the rain that happened in the Carolinas in the last day or two. And as the weekend ensues, still some rain affecting the Northeast. Not a whole lot. It's pretty much blown out now. But hunga bunga. What a mess. All right. Good job, gang. Thank you, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871.
You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Not my favorite song from The Greatest Showman, but
really?
Bring us
what is your
now.
Favorite song from The Greatest Showman?
This is me, probably, right?
Yeah, there's one, I forget the female lead.
The bearded lady, right? Doesn't she sing This Is Me? That's the big hit song that came out of it.
Yeah, maybe that's
well, Michelle Williams plays his wife.
Yes, right, yeah. All right, anyway, we've got The Greatest Showman in our focus. This is movie news, movie reviews, movie time, movie moments. Chuck Curry is our movie man, knows all about DVJs, good Doug, DVRs, videos, movies, you name it, he knows about it. So what's the reason for the music from The Greatest Showman, Chucker?
Star Hugh Jackman turns 50 years old today, Doug.
50?
Mm-hmm. 50. And he has five movies coming out in the next 2 years, including a movie called The Front Runner, which is getting some really good buzz, some Oscar buzz for his performance. He plays, if you remember, 80s presidential candidate Gary Hart, whose presidential trajectory fell off the rails when he was in a scandal.
Yeah.
That's when scandals were simple. When you just slept with another woman outside your marriage, and always good. It's a little bit now. Scandals seem to be on steroids in 2018. But
really, that's
I like,
nice of
I like,
the show.
I like, huh?
I missed that show. Actually, I thought that was a good show. Scandal. That was a good show.
Oh,
all right, let me ask you let's get into the nitty-gritty here. What does a guy like Hugh Jackman? What does he command to star in a movie? What kind of dough is he making?
I'm assuming he does very well. I would say 10? At least 10 million, 12. Probably a Yeah, and probably a I think the Greatest Showman was a pet project, and he spearheaded that, brought it to the studio, wanted to do it for years. So I'm going to assume he had a little bit of a participation profit.
And that thing had great legs. Of all the movies this year that had legs, I think that's an example of maybe the best word of mouth on that. The thing kept going. Do you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, it came out at Christmas time of 2017. Its opening weekend was not that great. I think it opened like $7 million and wound up doing about $135, $140 million here domestically. It did very well overseas, so he gained a lot of kudos with the studio. It was very profitable, and he really could pick and choose what he wants to do. And his big career break when he was cast as Wolverine in the X-Men movies, it made him a lot of money, gave him a lot of clout, made him a household name with a lot of people. Yeah. So he's really done. You know, if you made a comparison, I guess, with, you know, Australian, you got Hugh Jackman, Mel Gibson, Russell Crowe, I think they've all had successful careers, but Hugh Jackman has done very, very well for himself, especially in the last 10 years.
Well, my dream casting for Hugh Jackman, because, you know, they're remaking every old movie at this point, A Star is Born, all this other stuff. If they ever remade My Fair Lady, to me, he's the best choice for Professor Higgins. He's the only one in Hollywood who could do that role. He has an incredible singing voice. He's done lots on Broadway. I would love to see him in that role.
Isn't that
the only thing? The only thing I would say, and again, he doesn't play professional baseball, so I don't care about steroid use, but I'm going to make the assumption that he shot some steroids in his life to play the Wolverine character, because he's bulked up so big for that character. Huh.
Probably, yeah.
Let's just hope let me ask you.
A Star is Born is a movie that I couldn't have cared less about growing up and into adulthood. I was just like, oh my God, what is this? Just a boring movie that looks like. And now all of a sudden I'm like looking at my wife on the new one and going, let's go see this. That looks good.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I've never seen any of the old ones. This is the first time I've had any interest in that story as well. So I think it just depends. If the casting is right, then it'll make people go and see it.
I think that's what it is. The Lady Gaga really has me intrigued.
Yeah.
And I've always thought he's good. So it's just...
It's
a very good. It's actually one of the best films of the year. Real quick, last night I went to see the movie Venom. It had a big opening weekend last night. I had no interest in it. I went in with low expectations, and I got to tell you, I came out and I liked this movie. And I think this is a massive disconnect between critics and general audiences. Tom Hardy's performance is so strange, bizarre, energetic. He's all in that he makes this movie. I think very entertaining. It does have flaws, but I wound up enjoying it. It's a character that takes place inside the Spider-Man universe. There's no Spider-Man in this movie, sort of an anti-hero, but I liked it. So,
all right, what do you think number one movie of the weekend is going to be, Chucker?
It's going to be Venom again, followed by A Star is Born, but First Man's going to make a dent also. That opens nationwide. Yeah. Neil Armstrong story.
Yeah, it looks good. All right, thank you. Chuck Curry is here with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 After on the DJV Show.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.